Everyone.
Okay, let's plow through Tosfos again. All right. Okay. So what does Tosfos say? One more time. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. So the first chunk of Tosfos. So the first chunk of Tosfos is Tosfos is trying to understand the nature of the Havamina. Right. The Havamina wants to learn out from Shor to Cheska Sadeh, and then by Shor, what do we see? We see by Shor it must be Bafanov. So therefore, it also has to be by, what do you call it, by Sadeh, Befanav also. Now Tosfos says, and of course he says, I'm just going to read it quickly one more time. He says, Dehechidi office Mishra Muad, Dehavi Chazaka Beshlosha Zimni, right? Hachanamin Elof Mishra Muad, Demashor Tzarech Hada Befanav, right? So once we learn out 3 years, three times from Chazaka by Shor, 3 years to three over here by the Sadeh, the things that apply by Shor should apply by Sadeh as well. As an example, Befanav, right? So we see that the Hadah must be Befanav. The Lord Rina, the Kala Islay, the Tol Hadah, Afshalo Befanav. We don't say we can rely on a Kol. That's going to be the key. Why not? Right? Hachinami Macha Shalo Befanav, Islam the Maimar, the Leslay Kala. Right? So we're going to say the same thing by Macha. Macha required, the protest must take place in front of the Machzik. Because what's the value of it if he doesn't know about it? Okay? So if Sean's on Yudi's land for 3 years, and there was never a communication, a protest that took place, so how could you ever tell me that, the chazaka would work? Right? The afapisha shama ba'al sada ha-chazaka shemachzik b'sada shalo, right? Ve'im lo micha l'chora yesh raya l'machzik shesada shalo, mikol makom came at the ain't kol macha, right? Macha doesn't work if it's not put fun of, right? Ki heichid amrinan, the ain't kol la'ada, v'tzarech l'hoid ala shor b'fnei b'ilim, right? Im kei mahaya mo'el im ba'al sada mocha. What's the benefit? And the Baal Soda is Mocha. There's no reason for Yehonatan to protest anything if he knows it won't get back to Sean. There's no value to the protest whatsoever. Right? So he says, Veshlomar, the Kachlo Micha Baal Soda, the Milo, Lo Yishma Maxish Michabo, the Alpha Gav Shemacha, Shabal Soda Shemocha, Bazesh, Maxish, Bazesh, Lokadin, Baal of Atal Zachazaka Shalom, the Adar Shemaidim Shashur Nagach, Baal the Kayim, Hakazaka Shemuel Lingach. Right? So, the same way, Tosfos is, it's such a strong question in the Havamina, how he learns it. Tosfos is saying that the same way by the Shor that the Hadah Befanav is coming to Mekayim the Chazaka to change it from Tam to Muad, that's what's happening by the case of the Sada. Okay? And in order for the Chazaka to be stopped, of course, the protest must be addressed to Sean. Sean must get the protest. That's clear. So that's why the question is, how could you ever tolerate an idea of Macha Shalom Befanav? That's absurd. Macha should always be Befanav. It has to be. Just the mechanics of it. How could it be otherwise? How could you ever suggest that Macha Shalom Befanav would ever work? Okay? Right? And then what's Tosfos' answer? And then we'll define. So Tosfos' answer initially is to say, not so fast. He creates this three-tier system. When it comes to Chazaka, okay, so what do you say about Chazaka in general? Chazaka shalom b'fanav lo tahave chazaka. Why? Kevin shalom yishma baal sada shu machzik b'sada shalom. Right? He says umishum de chazaka nishmas tfei mahada. Right? So chazaka, right? It's more likely that Yehonatan is going to hear that Sean is challenging his ownership. That's very likely. That's 99%. Right? Next is the rumor going out that Klar's animal gored multiple times. 70% chance that he's going to hear about that. And then finally, back to the Chsadeh, 50-50 that, Sean will hear about the protest, the return of the message from Yehonatan back to Sean. What is Tosfos talking about? It's this business about saying the Chazakah is more heard than Hadah, and Hadah is more heard than Macha. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? Let's be clear. Halakha doesn't like probabilities. That doesn't how it works. Halakha likes definites. We don't say more of a chance of A, little less of B, little less of C.
It has nothing to do.
That's what we need to say. It's very simple, right? I think. Right? Very simple. Is that, in other words, the first step Tosfos is taking is, and this is what I mean by saying, how do we take this idea of greater to less and give it some halakhic teeth? The answer, I think, is a very simple answer. See, if Sean, if you're on his field, right? So now Yehonatan wants to know about that. So that's what it means to say he's going to find out. Because you want to know. You're always, but you're right. By virtue of the fact that he's not near his field, he's going to be that much more worried about it. Think about it. I mean, for instance, I know a lot, when I take a trip, right? So we lock the doors to our house, and what we'll do, we'll have my neighbors come over. In America, they do this. Neighbors come over, check every so often to make sure things are okay, because you're concerned about it, because you don't want to lose something, right? You present a challenge to him. He doesn't want to lose his field, so of course the information is going to get to him, because he's always aware of it. But you don't want to know about your shore. You don't want to know about that, because think about the consequence to you. Right? That's why the chazakas are different. But think about the consequence. It's like, as the Baal Shor, you know what you want to know? You want to know that your shor is a good shor tam. You don't want to know that your shor is a shor muad. So the consequence, that's what you mean by consequence, right? The consequence of knowing it means you're going to lose something. So you're not as interested in finding out.
Even more so by the...
Oh, one second. Don't I know you want to make the final move, Chaim. Hold on. Let's just appreciate those steps. To me, it's a very simple, again, whatever I was saying was good. I'm just trying to take everything and put it together in one position, which is that in order to create this, in order to show how, in order to take a quantitative thing and give it some qualitative aspect, to me, it's more about the nature of what, of the challenge. Here, Sean is presenting a challenge to Yonatan. Yonatan doesn't want to lose his field. So of course he wants to find out. His ear is always on the ground to know what's going on with his property, right?
Increased vulnerability.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't want to know. You don't want to know.
So
you don't.
Why do you say there's a good chance in the car will find out if he's trying?
Because people are going to inform him, right? No, there is an idea.
They're going to want his short ticket.
Yeah, but he's going to. He's
not going to seek it out.
He's not going to seek it out. Like, communication. There's two players in communication. Forget the statistical thing. There's two players involved, right? Yeah, the people are concerned. But Clark doesn't want to find out. Clark's going to stay in his house. He doesn't want to hear about it. You understand? That's what it means. There's an idea that God doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
But you want to hear about it. You want to know what's going on with your field. You don't want that. So Chazaka can never – that's why Chazaka can never – what do you call it? Will never emerge that way. Because he's going to find out about it. Chazaka Shlomo Funav can never happen. It couldn't happen mechanically because you are always aware of what's going on in your field because you don't want to lose it. But it's a little less when it comes to – we'll get to the Xerath Kassav later – but it's a little less when it comes to shore because Clar's not seeking out that information, right? I mean, let's show. So now Tosa says, but when it comes to Macha, which means now Yehonatan's protest of Sean, that's the least likely. Well, why?
Oh,
okay, well, we know for sure is that Sean doesn't want to do what?
Find out about, he's the squatter.
He's the squatter.
He doesn't want to find out.
Okay, so certainly Sean is not, right? Sean does not want to know what's going on. Okay, that's true. But why don't I say that's equal to the shore?
So much more.
For this to work, I think, you have to say there's some quality of the second step and the third step. And that quality is Sean definitely does not want to find out that Yonatan's protesting. Because if you do, that's going to mess up your chazaka. But it's less likely than the shore. No. But think about the mechanics. Okay, what's the difference between Avi finding out, or in both cases, that you don't want to find out and you don't want to find out? That's for sure. But now let's inject in the difference between the nature of chazaka by shore versus what's happening here. But people go to him. Now, what's going
to
happen when you do find out?
That's it.
Now your shore turns into shore muad.
Right.
Okay.
Now I take precautions.
But what happens when you find out?
You have a chance.
Nothing. Nothing. That's the difference. Nothing happens. Because when you find out about the protest, that doesn't mean you're out. All right, you protesting me being here? Let's see some star, buddy. You got time. You have time on your side. You understand? You're going to wait it out. All right, he protested. Okay, you got time to put your act together. Get your star in place, whatever it might be. You understand? That's the difference. In other words, at least by here, by the case of the shore, or in both cases, neither side wants to know about it, but by the shore, there's a tangible consequence. Here, there's no urgency whatsoever. Because just because you find out about it, what's going to happen? Okay, I know about it. My chazak has been stalled. I'll go get my star. I'll get my act together. Right, but it's not his field. Remember that premise. All that does is it puts us back into chazak and potentious / neutrality. Right? We're in Suffolk land. Now, what about the Xeris Akasav thing? With the caveat that I recognize, obviously, I can't explain... I don't think anyone here can explain why God chose to, right? But I do think there's an explanation here. Because what's the maskana in the Gemara? In other words, we built up a very good case for the Havamina. Now it's very problematic. How can Macha Shlomo Funav ever work? That's insane. So the Gemara's answer, according to Tosfos, is no. Chaver Islay. Okay? There is call by Macha. Okay? There is call by Macha. Right? And there's a call by Macha and by Hadal also. Okay? Really, you don't need people to confront Klar to his face. You don't need that. But the Torah comes along and says you need, what do you call it? Hua Bevalov. Because Xeris Akasav. But what's Tosos saying? See, it's amazing. Tosos is explaining the answer to the Gemara. He's flipping it. He's saying, everything I said before, and forget. In truth, at the end of the day, you don't need a higher standard. You don't need a higher standard by you don't need befunav at all. In other words, again, you know, just like the premise in the Havmina was, well, there's befunav by, what do you call it, naturally by Shor, so befunav must naturally exist by Cheska Sadeh. His answer is, no. Naturally, there's no need for befunav by Shor, just like there's no need by befunav for Cheska Sadeh. But the Torah comes along and superimposes its own legality and requirement on this, even though naturally that's not required. How do we understand that? What's Tosos saying? This is tricky. What's he saying here? To say that Hadar and Machana both don't have to be befunav, right? What does that tell us about Edus? If it's telling me that both Hadar, meaning informing the Baal Shor, right, and Macha, protesting Sean, do not have to be befunav.
It means that Edus has nothing to do with changing the status.
Right, but how would you see Edus then? In other words, if you say Kol works for both, okay?
Let's say if
Kol works for both, then what is the Hadar ultimately? This idea of Edus, or Edus meaning befunav. Good. Okay, meaning that if you looked at it, if you think about it, right? So what's the difference between saying, this is Tosos' attack on what he said. What's the difference between saying 50% likely, 70% likely, 90% likely? They're all one spectrum, meaning communication. So Hadar, yeah, befunav, right, is the best way of a call, so to speak, right? It's the guaranteed way of the information getting there. But a call is pretty good. Like a regular call, meaning if the people in town know about it, the information will get to you. Yeah, the best way is to be befunav, right? But that doesn't mean it's not qualitatively different. That's why the Torah, well, I'll explain in a second, that's why the Torah has to come along and introduce v'huad bevalav, to show you that there is, even, or like Tosa says, if a million people went to Beis Din and said they saw the Shor Gor, that wouldn't work. So that's proving that, what's that? That just means that on the spectrum of kol, testimony, right, in front of somebody is like the highest level, right? But the Torah says no. Torah insists it's huad befunav. You understand what I'm saying? Everyone agrees the best way to inform somebody is in front of their face. That, I don't think there's a chiddush here, right? If there's something happening in yeshiva, right? Let's pretend WhatsApp didn't exist. Obviously, it's better if I just found out that Sean got diagnosed with terminitis, right? So what do you call it? So obviously, it's better if I address it to you in person versus telling Batal to tell you, hold on, time to get the information to you. That's clear, right? So the Torah, but the Torah says no. The Torah wants to incorporate, this is the key, it's going to slice off from Kol the best way to inform somebody by the Shor Muad. Why? What is it? Why would it want that?
Direct consequences.
Remember, there's another element here, right? Remember, we always, you know, I know we're not in Shor Muad, but there's two elements, right? We know obviously there's the future nezek he'd be required in, right? But there's also your transference of bialis to him. There are losses all around, right? But before we get to that point, right? Why is it so important for the Baal to know about this?
Because we want the Baal
to do an extra shmirah. Now, remember, there's a little bit of a difference here. It's true the Baal will be chayiv in Nezek Shalem, but we also don't want what to happen.
We don't want
more gorings. So it could be that what Tosos is saying is that let's slice off the best method of informing the Baal because we want to prevent more gorings. That's reasonable. In other words, Tosos is saying there's no question that and when it comes to information, the best way to transfer information is in front of somebody else. But in general, as long as the information is out there, it's fine. But here, since by the Baal Shor, we don't want more gorings, the Torah insists is a greater standard. To make sure, because it's removing a danger. You don't have this preventative issue by Sadeh. No one's harmed. Society's not in danger. But your animal, yeah, we're in danger. You have to be more aware of your Shor. To sum it up, the Havmin of the Gemara was sending up information as like these qualitative gradients, right? And if you do that, you got to translate that into some type of halachic phenomenon. But the Maskana is saying, no. Information is on a spectrum, right? Yeah, there's rumor in the office, and then there's like WhatsApp, and then there's face-to-face, okay? And that's how it works. And there's no difference between Macha and Hadar. That's the key. That's the point of contention between Rashi and Tosos, right there. Whereas Rashi is looking at Hadar and Macha as being, in a sense, the Maskana, he splits them off from each other. He says they're qualitatively different. Tosos doesn't do that. Tosos is saying that no, Machah and Adar really are the same. But the Torah comes along and slices off the best type of kolness because to prevent more gorings from taking place. You understand?
Right, so in Rashi, don't...
Listen to this. Nechaku Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir Maseches Bava Kamma. So Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have a machlokas in Bava Kamma. Heich nasa shor muad al yidei shalosh legichos. If you don't understand this, you won't understand the Gemara. How does the shor muad become a shor muad after three gorings? How does that work? So listen to this. L'das Rabbi Yehuda eino nasa muad ela im heidu bo al shalosh legichos shenasu b'shalosh yamim nifradim. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says that the testimony has to be on three negichos, on three. Good. So you're shor gored on Sunday, on Tuesday, and on Thursday. Good to go. Okay.
Wait, why were those all separated by an additional day?
Nifradim.
If it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is that not nifrad?
Whereas Bilal Das Rabbi Meir, right? Kol shenagok shlosh negichos nase muad. So Rabbi Meir says no. It could do three negichos in a row. No, it does mean Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You're right. Let's say it could do three negichos in a row, and in 24-hour period of time, in 1 minute, if this animal comes along and does three negichos, don't lose your mind, right? It's good, okay? Nase muad. Af im rahayu shlosh negichos biyom echad. Right? So do you need three separate days, right? Actually, Asha's right. I should have said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Is it three separate days? It's just that I don't want you to think, just be careful. The reason why I chose Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is, you have to be careful what we mean by day here, okay? We don't mean like if the shore was Nogeach at 11:59 p.m., right? And then 12, right? In other words, there's the point is Nifradim. Three separate instances, okay? Or like, which we could spread it over the week. Versus saying three negichos in a row. So Meir says, no, three negichos in a row, okay? The time of Shrev Meir, why does he say that? Now, this is important, this is the key. Because She'im Kasher Richach Negichosav, right? Because if you spread out the gorings, shenagach b'shlosh yomim nefradim, right? That you, what do you call it? You went ahead and did it over that period of time, right? Three separate days. Nasa muad machmaskein, right? Harei she'im kira of negichosav, v'nagach hakol b'yom echad, b'vadai shuad machmaskein. Okay, again, listen to the logic. If you're going to tell me that the animal gored over this, I want to put it this way. It's much easier to think of it this way. If it gored three times over this period of time and became a muad, certainly if it gored over this period of time, it becomes a muad. Whereas for some reason, Rav Yehuda doesn't buy that. We're going to have to explain that. Okay. Read the Gemara. Oh, yes. Everyone understand that statement? If you're telling me that's why you need the Gemara Bava Kamma, if you're telling me that negichos that take place over this period of time form muad, if the pattern can emerge, right, 3 days spread apart, so to speak, kal v'chomer if it's all in one day, okay? So, therefore...
Okay, am I reading this with the insert from Halachot Union?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I bechad yoma. Interesting. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's do bechad yoma. Okay. Achala tlasa peri bechad yoma could go into ena.
Okay. We have a chazaka.
Okay, stop. What does that mean?
Okay, so if you were to eat three fruits in one day, that would be a chazaka.
Meaning you ate three of the same fruit in one day.
All right, Rashi.
Okay. Where Mayor Damar? Klomar le Rabbi Yehuda Damar bevav kama. Okay, so Yehuda says it's got to be three separate days.
Rashi's trying to show the similarity. He's saying that what do you see? You see that kolshin debo shlosha yamim, ikol meimar hacha shloshanim dumya de shlosha yamim. Right, so 3 years by ches chasada is like three separate days by the animal. El Rabbi Meir
de Amar. Hatam de afilu nagach gimel pe'amim b'yom echad havi mu'ad mikal v'chomer. Hachanami achad telat peri behar yoma kigon te'ena she'ena mitbashelet.
Yachad.
V'yish she'ena mivushelet shachar ule'arev ki hiru'ya hachinami de havi hazaka.
Okay. Did you guys understand that?
Wait,
yeah, go for it. Okay. Remember the premise that everyone here seems to be accepting, okay? If you're telling me that Chazaka works by three nifrados, right? Three gorings separate out over an extended period of time. Kal v'chomer if they're three right next to each other. Now, if you're telling me, everyone agrees that if it works over 3 days, right? Because remember, we haven't discussed this yet. But because negichas, I'm not giving anything away, but it's not just the maisa, right? If the maisas take place over 3 separate days, that's this far apart, a muad emerges. Kal v'chomer, if they're 3 in a row, will emerge. Okay. We learn cheskas shaloshanim, right? Just like 3 yamim by the shore, 3 years by chazaka. Kal v'chomer, if the person went ahead, now I'll explain what achila nifrad is in a second. If he did 3 separate maisa achilas in 1 day, it should be a chazaka. Again, if you're telling me an extended period of time, 3 days, meaning events that are farther apart from each other, can form a shor muad, a chazaka, right? Kal v'chomer, if the events are closer to each other. I mean, just again, think about the logic. If you tell me a pattern can emerge when the events are separate from each other, kal v'chomer, if the events are close to each other, it's easier to determine a pattern, but that's true, then by chazaka, by a sudden, the same thing should happen. Now, how would it work? That's where Asher filled in the details. The case would be, because you still can't, it can't be that the guy just picked, we'll use oranges. He can't just pick a clementine, eat it, and then pick a clementine, eat it. No. What's, because there has to be a nifrod. Meaning, just like by the negichas, okay, there's 3 separate maisa negichas, there has to be 3 separate maisa achilos. How do 3 separate maisa achilos? It's very simple. I have this unique orange grove, okay? Could even be an orange tree, if you want. Let's use the orange tree. On this tree, okay, for whatever reason why, so 1/3 of the tree, right, the fruits are ripe in the morning, but the rest of the fruits are not edible, okay? And then, so I consume those fruits, okay? Wait a little while. Come afternoon, the middle part are ripe, but this side has already been eaten. This side's not ripe yet. I eat those. And then right before Shkia, this side becomes ripe. Okay? I forget if that can actually happen. The point is that what's happened here, though? You've done 3 separate achilas. Remember, nobody considers the possibility of just simply 3 eatings, because what you would say is they're mistarved to each other. Right? That's too much of a tziruf, too much of a relationship. But nonetheless, what the Gemara is saying is that, what do you see here? It should work. It should be that all I got to do is 3 separate acts of achila. And why? Because it's a kal v'chomer. Dumin ashor muad. Right, so what the Gemara now has to do is, the Gemara now has to separate out how the negichos work by shore and what makes sada different, okay? Dumin ashor muad.
Dumin ashor muad. Mashor hamuad va'inna de'it lay hanegiha.
So what does that mean?
I don't
understand. At the time of this negicha,
he's
only doing this negicha.
Okay, well, literally means when the animal does one negicha, right? That negicha doesn't do anything. Okay, so we can look at each negicha alone, right? In other words, if his short tom gores Yonatan for the first time, what's the status of that short tom? Short tom, nothing's changed. Okay, Hachanami. Okay, when it comes to eating the fruits, okay, so think about this for a second, okay? Again, I don't want to rush this, but think about this. By each discrete negicha, let's just look at 1 and 2, okay? Negicha 1 stands on its own, doesn't mean anything. It's still a short time. And same with negicha number 2. It's also its own maisa negicha, because we haven't established yet a pattern. Now, when it comes to the fruits, okay, here's the thing. When I eat the clementines that are ripe from Shacharis, what's the status of those other clementines? The ones in the middle of the tree. They're not yet ripe, right? So they're not there at all. They don't exist, okay? They don't exist at all. So how can I combine them together? Meaning, premise, I must have the substance available to discuss at Tziruf. I don't have that here. Right, so just like by Shor Muad, what I would say is that each negicha stands alone, right? Say the same thing over here also. And therefore, I could not say that eating the 3 peros in 1 day will produce a chazaka. It breaks apart the analogy, yeah.
So when, okay.
Achala.
Achala talta peri, the talta yome.
Okay, so we'll come back and say, you know what, you're right, you can't do it in 1 day, but what if the person ate fruits, right, over 3 days, okay? 3 fruits, 3 days. Kigon slaf. Anyone slaf produces 3 kinds of peros. Okay? Now, what does that mean? So on the first of the 3 days, right, what do we say? In other words, how would the analogy work? Okay? On day 1, right? So what would I say? I have fruit A, right? But on days 2 and 3, are the other fruits available? No. Then on day 2, right, the next species of fruit, right, that's a key, that's the key. The next min of fruit is available. Again, we'll have to answer that. Look at the move the Gemara makes. Just get the facts down. The Gemara first says, 3 achilas are the same fruits over in one day. Okay, just a question of when they're ripe on that day. Next move is, 3 separate fruits on one tree over 3 separate days, but same variables. Fruit A, right, is available on Sunday, but fruit B and C is not. Fruit B is available on Monday, and then fruit C is available on Tuesday.
You're saying different times. Why can't you say within the same day?
I don't know. Okay, lahavi chazaka, hasam, peira miha isa, keep going.
Okay, umigmar hu deka gamar v'azil.
Right, so therefore what? What does that mean? When it comes to the priyat slav, right, what do we say? Oh, sorry. So lahavi chazaka, sorry, that's the question. So the Gemara says it should work. It should work 3 separate achilas of 3 different fruits from the same tree over 3 different days. That should be enough for a chazaka. Again, note, we've gone from one day chazaka from Sada to 3 days. So the Gemara's answer is no. Hasam pira miha ise.
Okay, hatam pira miha ise.
All right, so by the tzlaf, what does that mean, pira miha ise? So even though I can't see the fruits, right, let's say on Sunday, I have in front of me fruit A. Is fruit B or C available? Yeah. Well, but they're still there, okay?
You said that they weren't there.
Umigmar hu deka. Okay, and what's going to happen over 3 days? They're gonna ripen. Okay, therefore, if I ate the fruits over 3 days, right? There's it's like doing 3 of the same ma'isa achilas again. In other words, if I did it, it has to be 3 discrete ma'isa achilas here, right? Since the fruits B and C, even though they're not there, but they're going to come in, they're going to be actualized over the next couple of days, I can't look at it as 3 discrete ma'is achilas. Okay?
And they're not there altogether, not just that they're not, right?
Correct. Like, in other words, they're there, I just don't see them. But they're there. They're going to be there on Monday.
Okay, and with the clementines all in one day, they were just not right.
Right, but that's as if they're not there.
But why aren't these not here?
Good question. A little bit more. Okay, achala tlasa peri betlis and yomi. So now the Gemara, you got to, if you haven't picked up by now what the rhythm the Gemara is on right now, what it's getting at, think about what I just did. I said, okay, fine. You know what? I ate 3 fruits over 30 days. Okay, 3 well gidulim over 30 days. All right, kigon. What's this thing?
Asfasta.
What is that? Alfalfa. So it's a type of thing that's grown for animals. Okay, right. And it finishes its growth over after 30 days. Okay. After 30 days, you know what you do? You pull it out from its roots, okay? And then you plant a new one in its place, okay? Within those 30 days, you know what you do? You gozes it, you shear it, you prune it 3 times, okay? 3 separate prunings over a 30-day period of time, okay? So what you'll say is, if I do 3 separate acts of pruning or gziza over the 30 days, I got my chazaka. Ches chasada requires 30 days. Again, 3 separate acts of shearing over a 30-day period of time. Good to go. So the Gemara's answer is no. Hechi dami.
Okay. The
right. But how would that work? Okay. Because what happens is that when I shear it, I cut it down a little bit, and then it grows a little more. And I cut it down a little bit, and it grows a little more. Right? So if that's true, what would I say? Come on. What would I say?
There's a zero. They're all the same.
No. Right. Why? Because when I cut it down, right, what's happening when I cut it down and it grows a little more? Okay? Is that something new?
Right.
Is it something new? Right? So that's true. So hasa mishamet hu dekash shamet
achel. Uprooted it is just shorter?
Yes. Okay. Exactly, right. Okay?
So hatam mishamet hu dekash shamet.
The achel, right? So you don't wait until the fruit finishes its growth, right, and then eat it. So therefore, so too over here. How does the chazaka emerge over here? It's a little bit more. Okay, so I got a better one. Eat 3 fruits over 3 months. See, do you see what's happening here? Obviously, we went from 1 day to 3 days to 30 days to 3 months, always looking for separate actions, but expanding the time. So whereas eat 3 fruits over 30 days, like the aspasta, again, the havi chazaka. Now the Gemara is checkmated, okay? Okay, so the Gemara now says, because we've shown by this thing that what happens, you replant it, etc. I can show you 3 eatings over a 3-month period of time. And that should produce a chazaka. So the Gemara says, you're right. They're right. Man holchei usha.
Rabbi Yishmael, hachi nami, d'tnan Rabbi Yishmael, omer.
But surprise, by the way. Holchei usha and Rabbi Yishmael really are the same camp. If that's true, what did Rabbi Yishmael say in the Mishnah?
He said, three discrete.
B'medvar morim b'stei lavan, right? Avah b'stei ilan, kana says tuwaso, umwasa gazeza v'kana says ketzo, hare ilu shaloshanim. Meaning?
Technically, one day.
No, not in one day.
No, if you have three distinct harvests.
The point is that you can show from Rabbi Yishmael that you do not need, this is in 1 year. In 1 year, if I did three discrete actions broken up over this period of time, it would work. Point being is that, what's the Gemara now done, just factually? The Gemara has taken us from one day, three actions, all the way down to Rabbi Yishmael's unique case by Stei Ilan. Again, note, the Gemara here is not, the Gemara accepts the last kasha. It's saying, you're right. You don't always need 3 years. We knew that already from the Mishnah, but the Gemara is saying, we don't need 3 years. Here's a case, we don't need 3 years. Okay? But, there's so much to define here. We have to go step by step. Yeah.
Why are they-